John Jessop.
How are you?
I'm very well, mate. How are you?
Good, mate. Good, mate. Yeah, you've been about a month ago, but now we're out of total lockdown. And are you catching your tail?
Well, I'm trying to as best. It's gone from...
Nothing.
Yeah, zero to just absolutely insane. All the bread and butter gigs that, you know, pay for the albums and pay for the shows and all the rest of it, they've just gone from zero to just nuts. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm definitely feeling the effects today.
But. Right. Is this gigs or is this you doing, you know, producing other things?
All sorts. Everything's got busier because everything's opened up, so all the sort of... All the covers gigs and the bread and butter gigs are going. The festivals are back again. And then because that's happening, all the musicians have some cash again. So the production stuff's kicking off. So it literally has gone from like zero to just 100 miles an hour in the space of 2 weeks. Don't get me wrong. I'm like,
loving it.
I'm thrilled. Yeah. As is ever. And thankfully, a lot of the other musicians I've spoke to, they've all said the same thing. It's not just me. It seems to be everyone's inundated. And after the year we've all had, it's so great to hear that from so many people.
And the main shortage in the world is?
Oh, I don't know.
Vinyl.
Is it really?
Yeah, you can't get it for at least March of next year.
Wow. That has something to do with World Record Store, maybe? Because it was a record store day, wasn't it?
Well, no. I mean, artists like... I was talking to Rob Vincent. I was talking to the Corgis. Mm. Yeah, they just can't get vinyl to bring out with their new music.
Wow. Just so in demand. That's crazy.
There is no vinyl in the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Thankfully, my stuff's not on vinyl yet, so that's good. I don't need any. But that's good. That's a massive shame, though. That's unbelievable.
It is, isn't it?
Mm. Madness. Absolute madness.
So what have you got lined up for us today, mate? You going off to Wales?
I'm off to Wales after this. We've got a gig after this.
Whereabouts are you going?
It's near Wrexham Way, somewhere around there. But this is gig. It's gig 8 of 8 since Tuesday today. And I've been playing double bass. I've been playing disco. I've been playing jazz, all sorts. So I'm feeling it.
What is it tonight?
But tonight I'm just playing electric bass tonight, just with a covers band, nice and easy. So in theory, rest my voice a little bit. And yeah, trying to fit some other stuff in between while also continuing to write the album and just
so
it's been a mad week, but it's, you know, it's I love it. I live for it.
Yeah.
I do. I live for it.
The adrenaline rush, man.
No, I love it. I'd rather that than me doing nothing.
Oh yes, yeah. Mm. I know, hemorrhoid farm repeats, not good.
This is Liverpool Live.
What a good version, mate.
I love that song. Yeah. I love that. The first time I heard it, I was like, there's something in this.
I know, yeah.
He's really great. It's a shame he actually didn't really have many more hits.
Well, what happened to him?
I don't really know, to be honest. I follow him on Instagram. He's still doing bits here and there. But I remember he had that tune, Black and Gold, was the big hit. And he had a B-side on the album called 21st Century Life, which was just a tune, such a good song. I remember learning that with, like, one of my first bands years ago and then playing it and no one having a clue what it was, but we loved it, so it was fine.
But you're dead right. I mean, Black and Gold was a monster of a hit, wasn't it?
It was a huge hit, and for good reason. It's a good song.
Yeah, yeah.
And that the sonic that he had at the time and the production, it was a bit different at the time when it came out too, and I always love stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe when I first heard it, and then I didn't hear any more about him, I thought, has it got anything to do with Robin Thicke? Because Blurred Lines was out very...
Sort of around the same sort of, you know. Possibly, yeah, just sort of blurred into obscurity.
I know.
Well, I know I'm sure he's either Australian
or he is.
Is he Australian?
Yeah.
So, yeah, whether it's something, maybe in Australia he's still... doing bits, I don't know, maybe it just didn't quite reach over here, but yeah, I remember that. I remember getting the album, having heard Black and Gold,
right,
and then hearing 21st, because as well as a bass player, 21st Century Life's got some mad bass playing on it. I remember hearing it at like 15, he'd be like, what is this? Yeah. Who is this guy?
Does he play all the album?
I don't know, to be honest.
Right.
I don't know, yeah, not too sure. But yeah, it's a good tune, isn't it?
It is.
And it's not, and it's, yeah, it's still... I'm glad it's still around. I'm glad people are still into it.
I know, yeah. Is that one that's in your set normally when you...
Normally, yeah. I like to do it. But if I'm doing acoustic stuff or even if I'm doing, like, solo shows and doing my own music, it's one that I've always enjoyed performing it.
It's a happy song.
It's a good song, yeah. So I've always enjoyed it. And
you sing with a smile on your face. But you have to, don't you?
You got to, you got to, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what are we moving into, mate?
Hey, sir. I should probably do my latest single.
Why not?
Probably.
Yes.
Want some in tune.
Which I remember when we played it, was great, great. You know, the accolade was brilliant.
Well, I appreciate it. I think you were actually the first radio play for it as well.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I've had thankfully, it's been, again, as I've said previously on the show, like I particularly with my own stuff, I always came in sort of, I did it for me, I did it as a life milestone,
right. Yeah,
to sort of know that, okay, I'm putting a record out and I can always look back on it. But the response I've actually had, like people I've not spoke to in years calling me up and just going, where has this come from?
Yeah.
Like, where is this, like, we never knew you wrote, we never knew you.
I know,
so it's been nice, and
So what is it called?
It's called Every Song.
Yeah.
This is Liverpool Live.
Do you know what, Cal? That even sounded better than the first time you did it.
That's good, because I'm feeling it. I was feeling the eight gigs in that one.
I mean, the rasp wasn't in the voice before.
Maybe that's what I need to. Maybe I need to just overwork myself.
You know, the rasp.
Before I record the album.
I'm just going to say, where did the rasp come from?
It's partially tiredness, I think, to be honest, mate. But thank you. It's always been in there. I've always had that. When I first started playing, I played in a lot of rock bands and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was all like, it was all about rasp over anything else. So it's there when I nicked it. But yeah.
but when we launched that single, must be about 5 weeks ago, the rasp wasn't there.
No, it must be the overwork then, it was something, I don't know, too many red wines before bed, I don't
still,
know.
That's great, that's your current song anyway. Brilliant, absolutely. So we're back onto a cover version.
Yeah, I'll do another cover for you.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? It's the question, isn't it?
It's a good question, this, yes. Should we pull a rabbit out of the hat?
Let's pull a rabbit out of the hat. I'm going to do a cover of a tune that was written by a guy called Michael Diabo.
All right.
But it was made famous. Well, it was released by Rod Stewart, made famous by the Stereophonics.
Yeah, I mean, it made him £1 million. You know, he wrote it in half an hour.
Really?
Yeah, and while he was writing that song, he also wrote Build Me Up Buttercup.
No way, is it the same guy? I didn't know that. Okay.
And it's Mike Darbo. He used to be the lead singer of Manfred Mann.
I didn't know that. Oh, wow, okay. There's only, I always love this, because I'm...
It's the best version, without a doubt.
Oh, it's ace, but I have a thing where I'm really bad at remembering lyrics for stuff.
Yeah.
So particularly if I'm ever doing, like, covers gigs, or even if I'm doing... I've been hosting a songwriter's night recently.
Okay.
At Frederick's on Hope Street on Thursday nights, where, like... So they always ask me to do, like, a few covers, a few originals, different bits of stuff. So I've been trying to slowly put these tunes in, and basically, because I don't know the lyrics...
Right.
Well, I always pull them up on Google.
You know, me and him go back, like, 30 odd years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he's writing a pop opera now.
Is he?
Yeah.
A pop opera.
A pop opera.
A pop opera,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I always find, because I have to get the lyrics up on Google, you go to the bottom, and obviously it always credits the songwriters.
Yeah.
So I've learned about all these songwriters that I never heard of, and it's always great to... And I always try and tell the stories, like, it's particularly... There's so many people like Michael Diabo and, like, Diane Warren and all these these massive songwriters that people have never heard of that have written hits that they've been singing for years and years and they'll never know. So I always, like, if I ever do tunes by songwriters, like sort of staff songwriters
I
like to mention it, because they need to be celebrated, I think.
This is Liverpool Live.
Great version.
Thanks, mate. I love that song.
Yeah, you know, when he wrote that in the 60s, you know, he was lead singer of Manfred Mann, and you know, half an hour later he decided to write Build Me Up Buttercup for the Foundations. And I said to him, Mike, you've got two songs there, you know. You don't need to work. You know, the royalties off those two songs.
So you're set, yeah, exactly,
you know,
yeah.
And he just went, yeah, but I enjoy it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And when he was 69, he married Lisa, who was 23, and he's got twins now.
Wowzers.
Yeah, but it's great, you know, fantastic, yeah. So, and once again, the rasp was there again, mate.
You're tired. I am, yeah. But if it's working, great.
Let's do it, mate. Yeah.
I'll listen back to it later and just be like, we'll all be out of tune and it'll be all over the place.
Not a hope.
If it's working, then great.
Yeah. Right, your final one, mate.
I'm going to leave you on my first single. This is a tune called Emily.
About your guitar.
About the guitar, yeah.
I love it, yeah.
Yeah, it's always funny because, yeah, my missus is called Laura.
Yeah, and so all the family, who's Emily?
Exactly, yeah. The whole family were like, so who's Emily then?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was written about guitar. It's about sort of These little things that we have that pull us out of our darkest moments. Brilliant. I think that's the best way to describe it.
It's a few years old, that now, isn't it?
It was 1 year old.
Was it at one?
Last Saturday.
Wow.
Sorry, last Sunday. It was 1 year old, which
That's right, yeah, because you played it when we first started here.
I think it was... Yeah, it was one of the first guests, wasn't it?
Yeah, you were one of the first. Yeah.
I think you had the first radio play for that as well.
More than likely.
I think you did, yeah.
Yeah, we deserve it.
Well, it's always good to come local, you know?
Yeah.
But, it's been out a year, which is mad. And again, the response to that's been so great. It's been so lovely.
Brilliant, mate. I wish you well. I wish you have a safe journey to Wales tonight for your wedding. And,
thank you, mate.
Yeah. 5-6 weeks. I'm certainly having you back again. And, may even have news on the EP.
I'm hoping that you do, yeah. I'm hoping you will have some. It's always really good to see you, mate.
And
Thank you.
Yeah, great. Callum Williams, check him out on Facebook, his Twitter, his Instagram, he's on everything. But one thing certain, he's local and a great singer-songwriter. Wish you best. Take care, man.
Thank you.
John Jessop.